Good morning, members. Madam Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Galgiani, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, a quorum is present. Would all the senators and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, wishing a happy new year to Sister Michelle Gorman. After which, please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning by Senator Gonzalez.
And so we bring ourselves into God's presence, and we begin with Mending Blessing by Jan Richardson. Oh, my friend, take heart. The work of repair is aching in its slowness and beautiful in the inches by which it will arrive. Do not pray to be patient, but to persist. Ask for the endurance that helps us learn to breathe in the midst of fear, to love in the presence of sorrow, and to dream within the rending of the world that might be made. Loving God of mercy and compassion, help us to be patient with the slowness of our processes. May we endure the judgments and lack of support that we sometimes encounter as we seek to bring wholeness and harmony to our world. Amen.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Senator. Members, we have a very special recognition here today. We want to turn the floor over to Leader Grove to be able to bring forward some special folks. Leader Grove, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my privilege this morning to introduce the daughter and son of Greg Ma, who serves as the Republican Caucus Policy Director. So Kyle Ma is graduating from Baylor University in Waco, Texas, in 4 months with a degree in mechanical engineering. Now, this is Christmas break, and over this Christmas break, he's been home, and he's flying back to Texas later today, and we wish him a safe journey for the great final semester, the last final semester that he has in college. His sister Cassidy is majoring in mathematics at William Jessup University, which is located a few miles from the Capitol in Rockland, where she also played for the women's intercollegiate volleyball team for the past 3 years. I can tell you that when talking with Greg, he's extremely happy that his children did not enter into the world of politics, but that they are focusing on E&M and STEM. So please join me in welcoming Kyle and Cassidy Ma to the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Kyle and Cassidy to the State Senate. We welcome you, and your dad is wonderful to work with, so thank you so much for being here. It's good to see you. Members, we're now going to be moving on with our agenda today. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee, they're going to be deemed read and amendments adopted. We now would like to be able to advance with motions, resolutions, and notices. Pursuant to Senate Rule 2910C, the following bills will be referred to the Rules Committee. Item 53, SB 175. Item 54, SB 38. Members, We'd like to be able to advance a motion to approve Senate journals. Without objection, the Senate journals for January 6th through January 9th, 2020, will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Senators, under introduction and first reading of bills, those bills, you guessed it, are going to be deemed read. We now would like to be able to move to the consideration of the daily file. We have two items on file. Madam Secretary, can you please read?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 61 and Assembly Concurrent Resolution 101.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Members, it's now time to be able to return to motions and resolutions. This will be a time for members to be able to address the Senate with their adjourning memories. We'd like to be able to start with President Pro Tem Atkins. Madam Pro Tem, are you prepared to present?
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I rise to adjourn in memory of former San Diego City Council member Floyd Morrow, who passed away in October at the age of 86. Mr. Morrow was a dedicated civic leader whose good deeds earned him the respect and the admiration of his colleagues and the countless individuals, including myself, whose lives he touched. He was born in Wichita Falls, Texas, and grew up in Electra. Upon graduating from high school, he joined the United States Marines, which brought him to San Diego. After receiving his bachelor's in law degree, he worked at Ryan Aeronautical in San Diego before becoming deputy city attorney in 1963. 2 years later, he was elected to the San Diego City Council to serve the people of District 5. He was an advocate of open spaces for public use and a huge champion for the preservation of Tellicote Canyon, a gorgeous gem in San Diego. He supported social programs such as Meals on Wheels, which he saw as an important tool to fight poverty. Councilman Floyd Morrow is survived by his wife of 65 years, Marlene, his three children, Darlene, Sean, and Lance, and his four grandchildren. I might add that his daughter-in-law was my fabulous canine pets, Haley and Joey, Joey the challenging one, the groomer. And, you know, so his life touched my way civically, but also directly personally. And so many were sad to hear. We couldn't believe he was 86 years old. He didn't look it. He didn't act it. And he continued until the very end to contribute to so many of us in so many ways. So please join me in honoring the memory of Councilmember Floyd Morrow.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Madam President Pro Tem, and please extend our deepest sympathies. We now would like to be able to bring up Senator Durazzo. Senator Durazzo, are you prepared to present?
Yes.
The floor is yours, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning. Members, today I ask we adjourn in the memory of Rosa Porto. Passed away on December 13, 2019. She was born in Manzanillo, Cuba, in 1930, where she graduated from college and worked as an office manager at a cigar company. But she soon lost her job at a cigar distributor, and her husband, Raul, was sent to a labor camp when they made the request to leave Cuba. In order to support her family, she secretly and illegally started to sell cakes. After years on a wait list, Rosa and her family were allowed to leave Cuba in the 70s, and they arrived in Los Angeles with no money, surprise, where Raul got a job as a janitor, and she baked and sold cakes from her home for neighbors and fellow Cuban immigrants. With a small loan, the family opened Porto's Bakery and Cafe on Sunset Boulevard in Echo Park, which is my district. The bakery soon became famous not only for Cuban cakes, but potato balls, empanadas, guava and cheese, strudels, strawberry cakes, mango mousse, because they wanted to appeal to the Chinese and Filipino communities and expand their menu. Although the bakery has expanded to other locations in Burbank, Downey, Buena Park, West Covina, and Glendale, each store always has long lines appearing to be very chaotic, but there is a system that everyone soon learns. It has also become a touchstone for generations of Cuban immigrants in Los Angeles. She may be gone, but her legacy will surely endure, not merely for the good food, but for the open embrace of the city and country that welcomed her in return. Please join me in honoring Rosa's legacy as a strong woman determined to raise her family with full economic opportunity and as an immigrant seeking freedom as other generations before her. She went from illegal kitchens in Cuba and Echo Park to 14,000 customers a day and 1,000 employees. She leaves behind her husband, Raul, of 64 years, her children, Beatriz, Raul, and Margarita, and her 7 grandchildren. Today, I ask you to join me in extending our heartfelt condolences to her family and community. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Durazo. An inspiring story. We're grateful that you presented. We now would like to be able to advance on our final adjournment memory with Senator Skinner.
Thank you, members. I ask that we adjourn in memory for Richard Warren Mazera. Richard was a dynamic force in California's food and restaurant renaissance. Starting in the early 80s at La Toque Restaurant in Los Angeles, then the original Victoria Station, a restaurant that was in boxcars in San Francisco, but then went on to become a chain, as the first general manager of Chez Panisse, and then on to opening his own restaurants, Bar Cesar's in Berkeley, Cesar's in Oakland, and many others. He left us on December 15th after a year-long battle with cancer. Born in Stockton, Richard had a dry wit, an infectious sense of humor, and a talent for making people feel good. And everyone who I've ever spoken to, who met him and dealt with him, had only good things to say about him. How many of us will have that when we pass? He studied restaurant management at Cal Poly Pomona, and then he worked briefly for Jackson Browne, for the musician Jackson Browne, who then was his lifelong friend. After graduating, Richard went to work as maitre d' for Chef Ken Frank's La Toque in LA in the early 80s. And Chef Frank also counted Richard as a lifelong friend. And he said that Richard's relentless positive attitude towards life was infectious and defined who he was. So then, shortly after La Toque, Richard moved back to the Bay Area, and Alice Waters hired him as the very first general manager at Chez Panisse. Now, for any of you who followed Chez Panisse's history, functioning as a business was not in the restaurant's worldview in its first decade of existence. Richard patiently brought Chez Panisse into the business world, computerizing their payroll, all of their systems. And of course, he had to do that very patiently. After 12 years at Chez Panisse, Richard opened his own tapas bar, Bar Cesar, which is still right next door to Chez Panisse if you visit Berkeley. Then he went on to open the second Bar Cesar, a restaurant named Assemble in Richmond next to the Rosie the Riveter Memorial, and more recently, Table Food and Drink in Rancho Santa Fe. At Richard's celebration of life, which was just last week, Jackson Browne fondly remembered Richard as a consistent supporter of social justice movements in the 70s and until today, and remembered him opening up Chez Panisse whenever Jackson Browne's band or other bands were in the area to hold benefit concerts for the various social movements, whether it was anti-nuclear, anti-war, various others. And then after his stint at Chez Panisse, when he owned his own restaurants, he and his wife, Terumi, welcomed band staff and volunteers, and they were always insistent. They were preparing the food and making it available, not so much for the Jackson Browns, but rather for the roadies, the staff, and the volunteers who all accompanied those when they were doing those concerts. Humble, funny, and generous, Richard will truly be missed by his wife, Terumi Shibata Mazera, his children, Jack Mazera and Kate Mazera, Kiyomi Doty, Saruni Doty, his sister Nancy, his 91-year-old mother Virginia, and all of us who loved him.
Senator Skinner, thank you so much, and our deepest condolences to the Mazera family. Members, if there is no other business this morning, Madam President, the desk is clear in record time.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. What a week. It's been busy. It's hard to believe it's only been several days, but I hope you enjoy your trip home, enjoy the weekend back in your districts, and we will see you on Monday, January 13th, at 2 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Atkins. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. And a reminder that we have a longer week. We'll be going through Friday next week. Have a wonderful weekend.